Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you're just joining us for today's Second Date Update, Daniel is on the phone and he wants to call a girl named Alexis. They actually met at the fair because Daniel works at the fair. She was in the bumper cars and she was apparently being harassed by kids in there who were trying to kill her with the bumper cars. And he went in, kicked a few of them out, ended up hanging around at the fair all day together, and then went back to his place. I think maybe the reason she's not calling you back, Daniel, is because when you guys were at the fair, you probably went into the House of Mirrors and something looked larger than it actually was. And then when you got back to your place, she found out the truth. That's what I'm guessing happened.
Oh, man. Nah, I doubt it.
They shared a small hug. She didn't see anything about what was in the mirrors.
Yeah, I don't know what her deal was, but it definitely didn't have anything to do with any mirrors or any illusions of making things look larger than they really are.
All right. Well, I'm about to call her right now. Any last words before we do?
No, I just hope everything works out.
If it was, I mean, you were kind of like guessing that maybe it was a couple red flags, like your messy apartment and the fact that you work at the fair. Do you still want to go out with her if that's the case? Because it seems kind of judgy.
I mean, I'd like to go out with her again. I mean, if I met somebody at the fair who was working there, I'd probably judge them too.
Okay. Right. So you get it. All right.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Alexis, please?
This is she.
Alexis, how are you? My name is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm okay. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling you today because we actually got an email about you from somebody that listens to the show.
Okay.
It's a segment we do called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what went wrong. So how can you help me? You can help me by telling me why you're not calling Daniel back. I don't know how many Daniels you've been out with lately, but I'm talking about one specific Daniel who works at the fair.
Yeah. That Daniel.
Yeah.
It just didn't work. We weren't vibing, you know?
Really?
That seems pretty simple.
Yep.
Well, according to him, you were.
Yeah. I mean, like, things are great at the fair. It's kind of dorky to work at the fair, but I get it. Like, times are hard. You got to take the jobs you can take. And, like, it was just, like, when we went back to his place, it was just, like, I don't know, really small and, like, super messy.
Yeah, he did tell us that he thought maybe you were turned off because his place was messy. He said he also wasn't planning on having somebody over, so.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is, like, it was so messy and it's so small, but there's, like, barely any furniture there.
What's there?
There's a reclining chair, a little, like, card table, and he has a TV.
So not enough furniture for you.
I mean, I get it. Like, walking into a guy's house when it's super sparse and there's basically cardboard boxes as end tables is sometimes like, oh, man, this is a project. Is that what it felt like?
Yeah. And, you know, at first I was like, oh, maybe, like, he's in transition, like, you know, new job or temporary job. Maybe this is a new place. But he's lived there for over a year.
Yeah. So basically you walked into his house and his house is what turned you off.
Yeah, I mean, we're not, like, in college anymore, you know what I mean? It's not like a barren house where we drink beer and have pizzas, like, you know.
But isn't that what he invited you over to do? Drink beer and have pizza?
It wasn't just that. There's just something really weird. Like, there's this one really weird thing about him.
Can you tell us what it is?
So I noticed amongst his, you know, his chair, his table, and his TV that in the corner there was a dog bed.
A dog bed?
Oh, cute. He has a dog?
You know, you would think he has a dog, but that is, in fact, his bed.
What?
What?
Sleeps in a dog bed?
No.
He sleeps in a dog bed.
Are you sure? I mean, were you making that assumption, or did he tell you that?
Oh, no, I asked. I was like, oh, my gosh, do you have a dog? I love dogs. And he was like, oh, no, that's my bed. And I thought it was a joke. And he went over, and he laid down in it, and he's like, join me. It's so nice and soft. I'm like, okay, like, whatever. So, like, yeah, I tried the dog bed, still being like, maybe this is a joke. And then he was, like, dead serious. This is his bed. It's, like, the best sleep he's ever had. It's not worth investing in a mattress. Like,
oh, my God.
So
Is he actually proud? He's proud of sleeping in a dog bed?
Well, I guess he's not proud enough to tell you guys that, but he was sure proud when I was there.
I just picture him, like, walking around in circles before he finally laid down.
Messing with the blankets with his mouth.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, my God. What did you say to him?
Once I realized this was, like, a real thing, I was like, I gotta get out of here. This is, like, you know, like, serial killer kind of weird. And the worst part was he definitely has those, like, sad puppy dog eyes.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, gotta go. And it was just, like, those sad eyes. So I gave him this weird quick hug and then was like, bye, which to me, I thought was very clear. That's not working. I'm out.
I cannot believe you went on a date with a carny that sleeps in a dog bed.
That sounds fitting.
Wow, that sounds even weirder when you put it like that.
Yeah, it does. Well, guess what, Alexis? It's going to get a little bit weirder still because Daniel is actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Hey, Alexis.
What?
Yep.
Oh.
Hey.
Is this really happening right now? Is this one of those, like, game shows? Have I been, like, punked or something?
No. First of all, like, you didn't mention you were upset about my bed. And I'm legit, like, wondering why, like, you would think that's a weird thing.
What?
I mean, I guess it could kind of come off as just a little bit weird, but, like, until you actually try it out.
I'm legitimately confused on how you don't think this is a weird thing.
Well, I mean, is it normal for people to sleep on mattresses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Is that how, like, people have always slept? Have they always slept on mattresses? Really, it's just something keeping you off the ground.
I mean, what, technically... don't be a sheeple and give in to mattresses? Is that what you're trying to say?
Trying to tell you guys, I've tried human beds in the past, and they're not as good. Dog beds are very simple. They're smaller.
What?
I guess it would be easy to move around if you're moving.
No, but for real, like, are you just having some serious... I mean, we get it if you're having some serious financial issues and you can't afford a bed, like...
No, it's nothing like that. I had a dog in the past, and I bought my dog a dog bed, and he was not interested in it at all. Like, he didn't sleep in it. And one day, I was just chilling around the apartment, and I just tried to take a nap in it. And I had a really deep sleep. It was like an amazing nap. And then I just tried sleeping in it at night. And it just, like, really worked out. Like, I've never slept better.
Wow.
Oh, so you just love sleeping in your dog bed.
Yeah, like I said, it's just like a regular bed that happens to be made for dogs.
Yeah, but no woman is going to come back.
Daniel, what happens if, like, you had a long-term girlfriend who moved in? You obviously wouldn't fit on a dog bed.
I'm just going to throw this out there. They do have, like, bigger dog beds for, like, mastiffs and, like, larger dogs.
Wait, how big are you sleeping on right now if you're not already on a mastiff dog bed?
It's just, like, a regular bed for, like, kind of, like, medium-sized dog. Like
a lab. Oh, you just got to get curled up, I guess.
Yeah. It forces you to get, like, curled up in, like, a really nice position. And, Alexis, I don't even know why you're trying to act like this right now on the radio when you clearly laid down in the bed and you thought it was comfortable yourself, you know, and you're trying to act on the radio now like, you know, this is a deal breaker for you.
I just didn't want to get murdered, you know?
Nobody's going to murder you. You're just being stupid. Was it comfortable or not? Be honest.
Absolutely not. It's like an inch of foam. I want a big bed. Like, give me that California king so I have my own space even when someone else is there. Like, you're out of your mind, man.
This is not how she was at the apartment. She was not acting this way.
I'm with her, dude. If I went back to a dude's house and he's like, yeah, come join me on the dog bed, I would also immediately flash on some sort of serial killer instinct. I'm not going to lie. I would be as nice as I can until I got out of there.
I don't think you guys are with the times. Like, I think you need to try other things out. And, like, you guys giving me for sleeping in a dog bed.
I think dog beds are, it's like a devolving thing, not an evolving thing.
Well, whatever you guys think. But at the end of the day, you know, like, I'm sleeping really nice. Like, I think it's a great sleep. And, Alexis, I think it's wrong for you to judge me for this. I honestly think you should just give me another shot. Like, I don't think that... this should be a deal breaker, like, because, you know, I definitely am ready to be in a relationship with you, and, like, I don't know, like,
judging by his sleeping, he'll be really loyal.
Oh my God.
Alexis, would you like to go out with Daniel on a second date? We'll pay for it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, dude. I think futons are wrong after the age of 25.
I think you answer too quickly and like you're not hearing me out. I'm okay with getting a regular bed and just putting my dog bed next to it.
Yeah. So there you go, Alexis. Compromise. Oh, if you guys were to continue to date for a long time, you could get an actual bed. Aww. He'll just put his doggy bed on the side that he sleeps on.
Oh my God. We just went on one date and you're already planning to put your weird dog bed onto my bed? Like, that's not going to happen.
All right,
absolutely
whatever.
Not going to happen.
You know what? Just go find somebody else at the fair. I don't really need you, all right?
Ooh.
I'm perfectly comfortable and happy in my own life, and I don't need this judgment.
Oh.
Ouch.
Well,
that is a hurt
Alexis,
puppy.
Thank you for your time. Daniel, I'm sorry, no second date.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Trust me, dude. There is some woman out there who wants a guy who works at the carnival and sleeps in a dog bed.
I'm
She's
not
out
be
there.
Working at the carnival much longer, guys.
Okay, so. But you're not giving up the dog bed, right?
I mean, no, I don't see it in the near future, if I'm being honest.
All right, well, there's got to be a woman who wants a dude with a nice dog bed that she can lay next to, all right?
If there's anybody listening and they want to get a hold of me, reach out to the radio station. Guys, please give them my number.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll go from there.
All right, okay. we'll get you laid in that dog bed soon enough. For sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.